A Georgia state ethics panel is meeting in Atlanta today. It's investigating whether Mayor Bill Campbell broke any laws in accepting speaking fees and failing to report them. A city ethics panel, meanwhile, is investigating accusations that Campbell took unreported trips in private planes owned by city contractors. The mayor also is under an FBI investigation. Campbell and his supporters claim it's all a witch hunt motivated by racism. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Joshua Leves reports.
Most of the questions swirling around Mayor Bill Campbell right now involve his relationship with city contractors. The state ethics panel will be reviewing $150,000 Campbell was paid for speaking engagements, some of it from contractors, that he didn't report. A city ethics panel is looking into trips Campbell has taken in contractors' private planes. These facts came to light amid a sweeping FBI investigation that has produced other questions as well, such as why contractors have donated heavily to Campbell's re-election fund when he's in his second term and isn't allowed to run again. Robert Pastor is with the political watchdog group Common Cause.
It's not hard to understand that there is a game, at the minimum, going on in which these people with business before the city believe that contributions will enhance the chances that their business will be improved or at least maintained. This is what's corroding our political system. This is our modern conflict of interest problem.
It's a problem that is particularly complicated in the world of Atlanta's racial politics. The mayor is African American, and many of the contractors involved are minorities who got work through the city's affirmative action program. The program setting aside a third of contracts for minority-run businesses came under attack last year by a conservative public interest group. The Southeastern Legal Foundation filed suit, claiming the program was unconstitutional and that Mayor Campbell misused it to funnel work to his friends and political contributors. The mayor steadfastly denied that and compared the Southeastern Legal Foundation to the Ku Klux Klan. But when word came last September that the FBI was looking into the mayor's finances, Campbell quickly launched an impassioned defense at a news conference.
My friends, this is not an investigation, but an inquisition that is hopelessly out of control. There is no evidence, nor will any be found, of any illegal conduct. When they could find no illegal conduct in the city's business, predictably, they began investigating my personal life.
The mayor suggested there was a conspiracy.
The federal authorities have asked racially provocative and politically motivated questions of some of those they have interviewed. Why is this happening? Perhaps there is political motivation. Perhaps there are ideological differences regarding my aggressive stand on affirmative action.
Campbell accused the FBI of character assassination, saying investigators had purposely leaked the news about gambling trips he took with contractors in an effort to discredit him and the affirmative action program. Afterwards, to rally the black community, he went on radio talk shows calling the investigators forces of evil who were harassing him the way they had Martin Luther King Jr. Some found the fury a bit sudden, since the FBI hadn't made any statements or accused the mayor of anything.
That's usually his first defense. Racists are after me.
Cynthia Tucker is the editorial page editor for the Atlanta Constitution.
Despite the fact that he is being investigated by a black local head of the FBI, a black local U.S. attorney in a Clinton Justice Department, the mayor tried to persuade us that the feds were racist.
Tucker, herself African American, says Campbell and others do have reason to be wary. Studies show that black elected officials are investigated far more often than whites. But in this case, she believes there was legitimate reason. The FBI had already proven corruption involving the affirmative action program in Fulton County, which includes Atlanta. Tucker also points out that weeks after the news conference, Campbell changed the city's affirmative action program and ended the court battle. But he didn't change his stance on the investigation. Tucker, who is often at odds with the mayor, believes he is the one trying to discredit the FBI because he doesn't want anyone to trust its findings.
So the mayor knew that he had practices hanging out there that he didn't want anybody to know about that might become public if this investigation started.
As the investigation has progressed, three of Campbell's associates pleaded guilty to misusing the affirmative action program. One was a former top official, another a former contractor, and the third a close friend of the mayor. They did not implicate Campbell. But the investigation also learned about his gambling trips with minority contractors, his re-election contributions, the unreported speaking fees. His office says the trips are private business. The contributions cover debt from the last race, and he has gone back and reported the speaking fees. But Campbell has refused interviews about the investigation. Though last week, following a report that city employees had written some speeches he was paid for, the mayor did say this at a ribbon cutting.
But I want the public to understand that I value their confidence and their trust, and I've always attempted to be very frugal in utilizing public resources. Were I doing it again, I would not have done it in that way.
The growing list of complaints and allegations also includes things totally unrelated to contractors or affirmative action. For example, investigators discovered the city had paid for Campbell's trip to the Democratic National Convention, which included a private stop in Las Vegas. But Campbell supporters see all of it as evidence that the mayor is right. Reverend Timothy McDonald, head of Concerned Black Clergy of Metro Atlanta, believes there is a racist conspiracy.
Who's bringing the information? That's the question that has to be asked. Who is going to the FBI and why?
McDonald believes it's the people who don't like seeing minority-run businesses prosper.
Atlanta is striving. Atlanta is busting at the seams. And now they want it back.
Who's they?
The business community, the ones who play golf.
So the they is the white business power structure.
Absolutely. And the they has always been the white business power structure.
In fact, no one knows who has brought all the complaints or who is leaking the findings. Right now, all anyone seems to have is a theory. And since the FBI isn't discussing the investigation, no one knows where it stands. Amid the rhetoric, Atlantans don't know whether the mayor has violated any federal laws or done anything deeply unethical. Some think where there's smoke, there's fire. But the mayor's spokesman, Glenda Blum-Minkin, insists it's all smoke and mirrors.
There's something very whitewaterish about this, because the reality is there's nothing for them to find. At some point, it's enough. This is like a year already. How long does an investigation go on before you say there's nothing for us to find, except by innuendo to destroy him?
In the end, it may all blow over, but the investigation could have an effect on the legacy Bill Campbell leaves behind, one filled with some economic and political triumphs. And either way, the heightened scrutiny could mean that Atlanta's next mayor will have to be even more careful. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.